Taiwan Special, episode 2 of the week. Now, yesterday I gave the deal on what's going on in Hong Kong. Today, we're going to take a look at... This is what a control freak looks like. That's the theme for today. You see... when someone as nasty and mean and controlling as we're dealing with here in this Hong Kong situation, it's not just one person. When someone that mean and nasty and controlling doesn't get what they want, this is what they do. You might have dealt with it in your own life where you get someone that starts, they can't control someone, the teacher who can't control a student, the supervisor who can't control a subordinate employee, or a superior officer, or maybe not even an officer, just a superior in the military who can't get people to do what he wants, get soldiers to do what they want. So, they just get mad and they start just smashing things and beating things. And he's just bad. We'll be mean to him. And you do this and stop that. And you do this. And I've been on the receiving end of that. I went to church. So, I know. I went to a school, so I know. And I didn't just smile and make zero difference in the world. So there you go. So if you go to church or you go to school and you make more than zero difference in the world, you're going to have people treat you that way. That's just how it works. If people never treat you that way, then you either never went to a school or a church or you never made a difference in the world. That's the thing. When you make a difference in the world, people respond this way. Abusive people respond this way. This is what happens when a control freak gets in charge. This is it. So, China, we're seeing what China is. If China continues to grow, we're going to see more of this. See that what Hong Kong's doing, it's doing because it's controlled by Beijing. Hong Kong, is to China somewhat what Puerto Rico is to the United States. Or Guam. There is some degree to which they have their own autonomy, but there are other things that they don't have the full rights even of a state. And they're just kind of, they have to just kind of take what they're given in some ways. That's understandable. But when it comes to human rights stuff, like or really, really hurting people and destroying their lives, like that stuff's got to, not happen. But that stuff's happening. And the reason it's happening is because Hong Kong doesn't have proper representation. There's too much influence from Beijing. And here's what I mean. It's good that Beijing be in charge of Hong Kong. In theory, in the idea, they have, it's called a basic law. And I've known about this for, since the first time I went to Hong Kong, I've understood this. It's called a basic law. It's like a constitution. And Hong Kong is part of China. But Hong Kong is supposed to be self-governing. Well, in recent years, Hong Kong didn't like some of the stuff that China was doing. Hong Kongers were asking for certain things and the people with the power were saying no. And they were doing it by sneak backdoor deal type stuff in Hong Kong. And, that was going on. And so the people wanted, they started talking about being independent from China. Well, if we get independent from China, then these things won't be problems anymore. Okay, that was, Hong Kong independence was a solution to some fairness issues that Hong Kong was dealing with about maybe 8-7 years back. And some stretching way back to the beginning of time, even before Britain, maybe, I suppose. But that's where the Hong Kong independence movement really came from. There were some basic problems that they weren't being allowed to solve by their own self-governance. So they said, okay, well, if Beijing's being in charge is making the problem, then get rid of Beijing and then the problem will be gone. All right. Well, in response to that, we're talking maybe 2016-ish. Beijing started requiring that all of the elected representatives in Hong Kong have some sort of an allegiance pledge to China or something like that. And so there were some legislators that were elected And they like wore some, you know, there was a picture of this guy like holding a Bible and having his fingers crossed, and he was holding a Hong Kong flag or something like that. Or, you know, like he was wrapped in some flag. I don't know what it was. I wish I knew more about this, but they give their oath and then they cross their fingers to indicate that they're lying while they gave the oath. So China started pre-vetting, requiring affidavits. Before you could run for election, you had to swear your allegiance to China. And then they had to decide if you were telling the truth or not. Like, China could say, yeah, he said it and he looks sincere, but we don't think he is. So he doesn't support China, so he can't run. So this pre-advance vetting, I wrote about that at the Times. So China started requiring people to support China before they could become politicians in Hong Kong. All right. Well, that means that on the books, all of the legislators and Carrie Lam have to be controlled by Beijing. On the books. So there's this idea going around. People will say, you know, Carrie Lam's controlled by Beijing. And then it's like, well, is she really? Well, I don't know. She went to Beijing and talked to them. She keeps doing pro-Beijing things and ignoring her people. Well, that must mean she's controlled by Beijing. Aha! But you can't prove a conspiracy. You know, so you don't need to have that discussion. Here's my point with this today. On the books, already, the leaders in the Hong Kong government are already, by definition, must be controlled by Beijing. So Hong Kong's representative, you know, minority representative democracy system is on the books controlled by Beijing. They have to be. It's a requirement. Okay. All right. So you've got a Beijing controlled government. I've just established that. This type of abuse is what happens when someone who's a controlling person gets in charge. We're seeing it in Hong Kong, what the Hong Kong government is doing to the people. And we also see it in what Beijing is doing to control the Hong Kong government. Now, we made this monster, folks. We bought our super ultra cheap stuff from China through the years. We allowed that. And You know, people try to make noises about it, but there's too many people in America that just don't care. Now, this goes back to what I was talking about last week about the theory, are there any innocent people? The idea of innocent people is a myth. This Beijing monster was created by American consumers who wanted to buy stuff a little cheaper. And they so cared about the little 50 cents or whatever that they would save on their product that they were even willing to let go of jobs in America so they could shop at Walmart. People, the Americans that were willing to give up their jobs, losing jobs in America, so that they could pay 50 cents, a dollar less on a product, are the reason that that type of ridiculous self-destructive selflessness is what moved our jobs out of America into China and made China into the powerful monster that it is today. So we in America did this to Hong Kong in some sense. And I think, you know, my point in all this is we've got a massive need for repentance throughout the world. I'm watching what's happening. And I myself already have a plan. I already have responses that you're going to see them in the coming weeks. You're going to watch me respond to this and deal with this. You will be seeing it. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be video stuff. So if this is your audio podcast, you're going to follow social media a little bit elsewhere to catch those particular parts. Although, of course, I will keep talking about them right here. But I already have those ideas planned out. So, you know, when you see those videos come out, when you see my response to this come out, I haven't done it yet, but I'm telling you right now, I've already got it planned out what I'm going to do with this. What I want to say about that is that I'm not after just trying to make my own life better for myself. That type of selfishness is what drove the American consumer to kill their own jobs so they could save $1.50 on products, and that fed the Chinese monster. I'm not going to solve that problem in my own little way, in the little way that I can. I'm not going to contribute to solving that problem by being selfish and acting only for myself. I want the big picture. I want justice for the Hong Kong people. I want justice for the people of the world. I want all of the civilizations to become better. And so I am willing to give up something of myself in order to take the necessary steps, make the point, share with people what I'm doing, the sacrifices I'm taking, kind of, you know, inspiring people, I suppose, you know, showing people, well, this is what I'm doing it so you can do your thing. I'm doing that in order to make a larger change, looking at the whole picture. I can't make America better without making Hong Kong and China better. You don't make China better by giving them all the dirty, nasty candy that they demand right now, as little brat children crying, I give me candy and chocolate. That doesn't make it better. You want kids to be better, you've got to give them their proper vegetables, which they don't want. Helping China doesn't mean making them a powerful monster. See, that's the thing. All those jobs that left America that went to China that made China this powerful monster, that didn't help China. It fed it. It made it big, and it made them more evil, or it brought out the evil that was already there. Helping China means helping China not behave this way. So, hurting America hurt China. China's suffering. You know, the villain in the stories is suffering because the villain remains a villain. The way to help the villain is to help the villain not be the villain anymore. And if the villain isn't the villain anymore, the villain isn't villainizing people anymore. You can go fight and kill the villain, and sometimes you have to, because the villain won't give you a choice. The villain wants to be the villain. They want to suffer and be sad because they won't think through life and truth and how to do things the right way. And when you get someone like that and you give them a bunch of power, this is what happens. This is what happens when powerful people who don't know how to be nice to people get in power and then don't get what they want. It's better to just not make them so artificially powerful in the first place and look after yourself in your own personal way. And when you have to make sacrifices, choose those sacrifices that are going to be good and inspirational for the betterment of all people, including yourself. Because we're either, you know, my mother used to say, there's no peeing section in the pool. You know, the swimming pool has everybody in the same pool of water. You're either helping everybody or you're hurting everybody. And so the way to know you're going to help yourself is to help everybody. And the way to know you're going to help everybody is to know that you help yourself. See you tomorrow.